This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Counting down what America's talking about.
Now time for us on the Talk Radio Countdown Show to go through the charts for the week of September 8th to the 12th, 2014. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to have along the Pied Piper of News Talk Radio, Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, the home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. Every week he gets together with us to go through the stories that they've selected from their research, talking to people and listening to stations, great hosts and programs that become the sustenance, if you will, of issue-oriented talk radio. So without further ado, Michael, from number 10.
Let's go through these stories. It's been a very interesting week. Of course, the week of 9/11 always brings up all kinds of memories, thoughts, and analysis. At number 10, we have the Bruce Levinson email case tied with National Football League action and Major League Baseball playoff excitement as we push toward the playoffs in MLB land. At number 9, the announcement of new Apple products. At number 8, that celebrity nude pictures hacking. At number 7, we have the Scotland succession referendum. The global warming debate occupies number 6. Discussion about immigration policy is at number 5. And at number 4, the aforementioned 9/11 anniversary. Then into the top 3 we go. At number 3, we have midterm elections, and that's tied with 2016 presidential prospects. At number 2, a sports story that is also a story about social issues, and that is the Ray Rice controversy and domestic violence, number 2. And number 1, we have the U.S. ISIS policy, and of course, President Barack Obama's address to the nation about our stance on ISIS. The people chart, we have Bruce Levinson at 10, Senator Pat Roberts at 9, Rick Perry and Ted Cruz at 8, Rand Paul and Mitt Romney at 7, Hillary at 6, Roger Goodell at 5, Ray Rice and Janae Rice at 4, George W. Bush at 3, David Cameron at 2, and Barack Obama at number 1. There you go.
You know, as I listen to you and look at the analysis at Talkers Magazine, which is online at talkers.com, the review of an analysis, if you will, of these stories and the implications, the inferences, one wonders if some of these stories aren't better told, in fact, on the radio. Sometimes the radio, I guess I'm at the number two story, the Ray Rice controversy, and people who have looked at that video, I've chosen not to see it because I don't know that I maybe being a radio guy, Michael, I had the description. People told me what was on the video. I heard it. We've discussed it a number of times on my weekday Good Day program. I didn't want to watch it, but I visualized, based on other things that I've seen and frankly experienced, what it was all about. Isn't that the beauty of conversation? I mean, I'm not talking about this story being a beautiful story.
You're touching a subject that's very dear to my heart. And one of the things that frustrates me about the march toward new technology in our industry is the danger that radio people are going to lose their radio-ness. Mm-hmm. They're going to lose the magic of audio only. In their effort to have video, and their effort to have extra converging media, which I'm not against that. However, I am against it if it means abandoning the theater of the mind, abandoning the very special place within the human experience, within the communications experience, that audio-only communication can do, that no other form of communication can do. And I think we're going to lose something if we abandon the idea that there's something very special and very specific about communicating via audio only.
Well, go back to, let's extrapolate a little bit more from this conversation, because we are on the radio. We are being heard on some apps, TuneIn, Stitcher, the various places you can go online, whether it's talkers.com or whether it's DougSteffen.com or RadioAmerica.org, CRN. I mean, there are 100 places you can find this program. but it doesn't carry with it, although some of the websites and some of the connections are certainly video, because that's what people seem to want to have. It begs the question about our minds and how we develop them if we become so dependent on everything being presented to us in terms of pictures. How does one's imagination, we could sell radio as being the savior of the imagination, savior of the mind.
It could also be the savior of low budget, high intelligence products. Because the beautiful thing about radio is you don't need a giant Hollywood production budget to get a message across. And you cannot make a movie today, you cannot make a television show today that's competitive without tremendous expense. Whereas a well-spoken story, an intelligent observation, a riveting dialogue doesn't cost any more to do than bad dialogue. And it's much more qualitative and has unlimited potential to spark the imagination. So even from a business standpoint, the preservation of this kind of media is good business, and it's great media.
Yeah, it is. It really is much better for people, especially as you worry a little about, I do, I know, not with my children, but perhaps their children. My daughter is pregnant with her first son.
Oh,
and I wonder, I wonder what this boy is going to grow up around. How is he going to feel when it comes to the essence of him? What is he going to know? How's he going to go back to finding out the things that you and I know and are experienced? Maybe we'll expose him to it. I certainly expose him to a lot of things on my farm and things that go along with the old technology there. But you're so cornered and not accepted if you don't understand the new technology.
Well, the human species is a technological species. I mean, the history of humanity is a history of tool making and tools. And, you know, I'm a big devotee of the Marshall McLuhan theory that the medium is the message. As goes technology, so goes sociology. Mm-hmm. Our social customs are all predicated by the tools that we use.
Yep.
So this is a very normal thing. Yep. I think it's important that each generation understands the tools of its time, because the tools of its time will predicate how they make a living, how they enjoy the arts, how they communicate, and culture evolves. There's no standard culture set in granite that this is it and anything else is not human. So don't get too panicked about it.
Michael, let me pause for a second. We'll get to whether I panic or not remains to be seen. If I don't stop here for a moment, I'll be in panic mode. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
This hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program brought to you by BuzzBox Coffee. If you wonder why the gang here and I love BuzzBox Coffee, here are a couple of reasons. Did you know that as Americans we drink so much coffee that we actually get more of our antioxidants from coffee than from fruits and vegetables? That's why we love knowing BuzzBox Coffee is USDA certified organic, contains none of the harmful insecticides or pesticides that most other coffees contain. We love that BuzzBox Coffee isn't hyper-caffeinated, poor quality, robusta beans. Instead, BuzzBox Coffee, 100% Arabica beans. Only the top of 1% of that grade. We love that BuzzBox Coffee is so smooth, not acidic, since it's only shade-grown coffee, which is how nature intended coffee to be grown. And we also love that together, one cup at a time, we're enjoying the best of the best coffee and having real impact via helping my Eastleigh farm. So taste the difference, make a difference by joining us today to get your free pound. Call 866-456-7805 or simply go to DougSteffen.com and click on the orange BuzzBox.
I'd say 10.
4, 5, 12.
How many different beers do you think Sam Adams brews in a year?
I think Sam Adams is about 10 different beers.
I can think of the Boston Lager.
Summer Ale.
Terry Wheat.
Oh, Terry Wheat.
Rebel IPA.
Sam Adams brews over 60 different styles of beer a year.
I'm shocked.
This is crazy.
So obviously we were wrong.
I had no idea Sam Adams made this many.
These go up against some of the best beers across the world.
I'm kind of impressed.
This definitely changes my perspective on Sam Adams.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Man. Take it responsibly.
When I walk into Buffalo Wild Wings, I'm not just a customer.
I'm a fan.
And in this house, fans rule.
This is our stadium.
Our locker room.
Our dugout.
Our sports drinks are served on tap. And our pregame meal is
hand-spun wings.
In victory or in defeat, we never leave hungry.
Because in this house, we are the MVPs.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sport. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com to find the location nearest you.
Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com, along with Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. Here with me, I'm Doug Steffen, as we review each week at this time the various items that are on the charts, that are in the stories, that have made up lots of conversations. There are hundreds of stories. There are thousands of approaches, because there are thousands of radio hosts, not only the national ones, the syndicated ones, but the folks who are doing local radio programs on many stations like our affiliate WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. There's a story there, Michael, too, by the way. I wasn't thinking about going down this path, but as long as we're here for a moment. When you get to stations like WDEL that have been so important to the format in media market stations, they have some good, really good, solid people have been there for a long time. Rick Jensen's been there for a long time.
That's a great radio station.
Alan Ludell's been there for a long time. It is a great radio station.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. As good as any in the country.
And people go there, like Jensen and Ludell, and they stay there, whereas a lot of people who go to stations that size have stars in their eyes. They want to go to WJR, or they want to go to, you know, some station, WGN in Chicago or whatever. But guys like that who have been, I mean, I can't tell you, I think Jensen's been there 10, 12 years, maybe longer than that.
Longer than that. Out.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a nice way of life, and also some of the best jobs are now in those middle markets and smaller markets because
you
become
mean,
part of the community and you become invaluable. Mm-hmm. Whereas in some of the larger cities, you're just a cog. They can live with you or without you.
Mm-hmm. Well, the old days.
It's not the same as it was in the old days when every step up, we called them markets for the listeners.
Well,
every step up meant you were improving your career. It's not the case anymore.
No, when you and I were kids, there was this whole business of attaching having a U-Haul attached to the back of your car because you'd last in a station a year or two, three maybe, and then you'd have to move on. Or you'd be in a station like DEL and you want to go to Philadelphia. You want to go to New York and, you know, yada, yada.
It was
yada.
A way of life. It was a culture. It was definitely a nomadic existence. Yeah. It was very hard to raise a family, very hard to settle into a community.
Yeah. I remember, I mean, certainly I was part of it and so were you. Michael Harrison, we're discussing the state of News Talk Radio, the issues of the week, the fun stories, the serious stories, as we continue here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Countdown.
Suffering from allergy congestion?
I was so stuffed up at the fall festival. I couldn't smell the apple cider or enjoy the hayride. Then I tried Allegra.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for AutoShip and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Keeping our focus on the issues of the day, the News Talk Radio world, I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher at Talkers.com, Talkers Magazine, rather, at Talkers.com. I'm always interested. I like to, the issues are important, but somehow or other we can sort of gravitate more to talking about people. I don't know whether, because gossip is attached to it sometimes. When you're a big sports person, beside all of the stuff that you do here, I know that you love football, for example, and I wonder what you, Michael Harrison, have made this week of all of the hoopla about Ray Rice and whether Roger Goodell knew or he didn't know, and the drama that created, which was great stuff for the News Talk Radio world, the Sports Talk Radio world. But as a person who is not necessarily on the outside looking in, I'm not a fan of the NFL. I'm not a fan of football. I started something, and I don't know if anybody else said it or not, with regard to Rice. I can see his lawyer now saying, throwing it right back in the NFL's face. Well, he wasn't in his right mind because he was injured in the game. He had a concussion. He's losing his mind. I said, okay, where do you go with that?
Yeah. Or the NFL appeals to a large contingency of violent men.
Yeah.
There's many ways of looking at it. Let me tell you something. I feel very guilty about my love of football.
You do.
I think football is a very very dangerous sport. I think that there's some aspects of the NFL from a standpoint of how big it is and how corporate it is that are very disconcerting to me in terms of my business approach. So I am very upfront about the fact that as a football fan, I'm conflicted. I don't think football is necessarily a wonderful, positive example of human culture. And
it's horrible. Human culture, the worst and lowest common. It's the gladiators with tight pants on and helmets. That's what it is.
That being said, I'm also a fan of free enterprise. I'm a fan of people doing what they want to do. And I'm also aware that I'm a member of a club that not only has aspects to it that are very lofty, like the best of the human condition, but we also have one foot in the animal world, and that we are a violent species and have a lot to learn. So sometimes we wallow in that primitive aspect of our psyche. So you answer, you ask me a question, I'm giving you an answer. More and more football fans are like me, where they're conflicted. They love the game. It's so much fun. It's such an event. It's such an exciting form of entertainment. But if you have half a brain, you know that it's very destructive. It brings out the worst in people. Sometimes the fan bases are just totally unsportsmanlike. And I don't know whether or not I'd let my kid play football. So that's my answer to that. That being said, I think that this whole Ray Rice thing has brought out a tremendous amount of hypocrisy, which all subjects about political correctness seem to do these days. And that's my take on it. There's a tremendous amount of hypocrisy in this discussion, and political correctness threatens to destroy our medium. If talk show hosts have to be careful about everything they say spontaneously, it might offend somebody or show that they're insensitive, and then they're suspended or thrown out, or the game of gotcha, haha, Goodell knew, he didn't know, what? This is all part of a coarsening of our society, a litigiousness, a nastiness, and I can't really say that I'm very pleased to see it.
Well, you know, we could carry this on for a moment. Maybe we will. It depends on your reaction to my following statement having to do with ISIS and these brutes that behead other human beings. The violence there is what goes on in the NFL, just one step removed from what these guys are doing in the Middle East in the name of their own control. We seem to enjoy, we watch people get hurt badly and cheer and that sort of stuff. One wonders if that isn't just an offshoot of the same sort of stuff that's going on, the violence in the Middle East. Let's talk about that in a moment as we continue pursuing News Talk Radio issues. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Talk Radio Countdown.
To participate in a trial and receive a free 2-week supply of the mood boosting supplement, Renew. To be eligible, your symptoms may include fatigue, hopelessness, tension, negative mood, anxiety, or lack of sleep. Renew is an all-natural, doctor-recommended supplement that will help boost your mood and give you more energy right away. Renew has been featured on Oprah and The View and has already helped over 1 million people feel better naturally. Now you are eligible to participate in the free trial if you or someone you know are experiencing symptoms of stress and unhappiness. Call now to participate in the trial and receive a free 2-week supply of Renew.
To participate in the Renew trial and get a free supply, call 1-800-951-9413. 1-800-951-9413. Call 1-800-951-9413. 1-800-951-9413.
Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Stephan and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319. For a limited time, upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia. Get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant vigor and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison, as we continue rolling along here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of the hot hits, top topics. Say that again, Doug. The top talk topics of the week. This is the first full week of, no, it's the second full week of September. We do this 52 weekends a year. Michael Harrison, who has worked in the trenches with me, or I've worked with him for decades following what's going on in the great big wide world of news talk radio. And I suggested to Michael a few minutes ago, if you're just joining us, that there's not a whole lot of difference in my mind between the violence that goes on the football field or the hockey arena. We pay money, oftentimes a lot of money, to go to a football. What does it cost? I don't even know. A couple of $100. I know what it costs to go to a baseball game.
To go to an average football game and sit in the worst seats in the stadium can cost you about $200 a ticket.
Wow.
To sit in the best seats in the stadium for a good game can cost you a couple of grand.
Wow. Woo! All right. So we pay to watch guys beat each other up, to hurt each other, and to, in essence, chase a ball around the field. But it's all about hurting, it's about hitting, it's about getting. You hear the expression, let's kill the other team. And we're teaching kids in junior high school and high school the same thing. Let's go to war with you. So how, I mean, what do you expect in terms of whether Ray Rice is violent? He's being taught to be violent in order to make millions of dollars a year. So that's hypocrisy to the nth degree.
Mm-hmm.
But even when you look at the number one issue this week, which is our policy toward these cretins, these horrors, these creatures that behead those who don't believe in their religious, if they don't follow their religious teachings or policy or beliefs, then you get beheaded. That's the same. The when the Christianity movement started, and they didn't want to have many of the people in the old Roman Empire didn't want anything to do with Christianity. They'd be, the Christians would be thrown to the lions.
Well, you realize you're touching upon the most important topic that we could talk about and the most controversial, and that is, that's the inherent inhumanity of humanity.
Yeah.
And again, the hypocrisy that is attached to so many so-called humanitarian movements, such as organized religion, government, idealism, nationalism.
Well, entertainment. Look at all of the stuff, the violence in entertainment. You can go there, too.
Yeah. It's very disturbing, and you do realize this is not easily remedied.
Because
what are you going to do? Make laws against free speech? Make laws against free expression?
No.
Create standards by which we must live? This is a complicated problem that goes from generation to generation to generation for thousands of years. And until humanity is able to become evolved, meaning move to that next level, maybe it'll happen by some kind of divine intervention. I don't necessarily mean religious. Maybe something will happen that will shake us up and put us off of our natural course, because it seems almost as if history just repeats itself and our nature never changes, just our tools get better, and with that, our means of destruction become more sophisticated.
Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine is here. We review the top 10 items every year. There are hundreds and hundreds of these stories. One of the things that you've been talking about lately, I mean in the last year or so, as we focus on the News Talk Radio world, which is all about issues and obviously what's in the news, there's been more of a shift because of what's been going on in other forms of entertainment, or I'm sorry, other forms of presentations of the news, and entertainment news has been more and more inveigling itself into our format, to the point where I was listening to somebody. I admit to not listening to a lot of talk radio because I find it all very redundant. The kind of radio program that I do, if it sounds self-serving, I don't mean it to be, is all about all kinds of things that are going on in the world. But I'm not talking about me necessarily now. I'm talking about somebody else that I heard doing a program in San Diego who had a great conversation about the best and worst movies of the summer. He had been kind of like Michael Medved, who has been known far and wide by lots of people. Joy Brown does this also, goes to lots of movies, and they become part of the conversation on their programs. And I found this discussion, there weren't a lot of great movies this past summer, but this person had been to see most of them, so he had credibility when discussing them. And I found that his, not only did I agree, I love to go to the movies, and I think you do too, but most of the time you can't find stuff that you really want to see. I don't want to see some kid's movie like Despicable Me 2 or, you know, whatever else. I would like to see, you know, I like an action flick that doesn't have a lot of horrible violence in it that's unnecessary. Anyway, the point is, this guy made a wonderful hour out of talking about stuff that had nothing to do with politics. It was all about the best and worst movies of the summer. And people were calling in saying, yeah, I loved the Star Trek Into Darkness, and I loved the Chris Pine in it, and, you know, was it like the old the Star Trek movies, blah, 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 Don't We Miss Yoda? I mean,
talking about movies has always been a great way to talk about the human condition, because the movies are supposed to be another medium expressing the human condition. There's so many opportunities to talk about aspects of humanity in talk radio by talking about the arts, talking about television shows, talking about movies, talking about books. You know, how about books? We don't talk about books anymore. There used to be a tremendous discussion of literature in talk radio. That has narrowed down to basically celebrity books, or books that are by authors that feed into the same 10 talking points that you call redundant.
Yeah. Well, aren't they?
Well, they are redundant. And look, there's a case to be made for redundancy. I mean, obviously, we have a culture. We're all on the same page. This is nothing new. There's a case for redundancy. But there's also a case for variety. And the combination of redundancy and variety is what we have to go to, not variety where you abandon the basic topics that make our format what it is. Mm-hmm. But you don't have to beat the same narrow aspects of them to death minute to minute. That's the key.
Yeah. I heard a good conversation also about some of the great movies for children. This is good for, because children are not listening to what we're talking about. We'd like to think that young adults are listening as well as the older adults to the discussion. And are we better off talking about what you do with your retirement or what's in the movies for children, what's on television for children, maybe a good blend of all of that stuff?
I think a blend of all of it, because everybody's connected to somebody who's involved in a different demographic. The idea that only old people want to talk about old people stuff, only young people want to talk about young people stuff, and people in the middle are only in the middle, that's not true. I mean, how about if you have children and you have aging parents?
I remember, yeah, exactly. That's why some of the following, I was working on a station in Florida a number of years ago, and the program director told me one day I was talking, he called it Geezer's Radio. He was after me because I was talking about some remedy to a Social Security problem. I mean, we've been talking about these same problems for years and years and years. And he came into me and he said during a break, he said, if you mention Social Security on the air one more time, I'm going to fire you.
Oh, my gosh.
So, and the edict then came out. There was a memo to the staff, no more talking about Social Security at all. Don't, you can't, I don't want to hear it. So that was it. So Social Security outlawed. I mean, we all know that some of the programs go a little bit too far with discussions of some of this stuff. But the other side of it is an issue. It has value for a lot of people who are younger as well as older. But for him to say, the edict was, as of this moment, there will be no more discussion of Social Security on this radio station at all, period, end of story.
Yeah, that's what we call in the business a knee-jerk reaction.
Right.
Where you go from one extreme to the other to avoid the semblance of people thinking for one moment that you're an old people station.
Yeah, right.
What happens, though, is you wind up avoiding everything. In their fear of the tune-out, the programmers don't create what we call tune-ins. You need to put stuff on there that people want to hear, not be totally afraid of having them leave because you're giving them something they don't want to hear. Just give them things they want to hear. And if you're going to talk about Social Security, talk about it in a way that is interesting, informative, helpful, and even appealing.
This guy,
otherwise, forget it.
This is the same guy who said to me and the others on the staff, no more authors. I don't want any authors on. Now, there is there's a curve in News Talk Radio when you and we have sort of gotten away from having a lot of guests on many of our programs because they may not have as much to say as the audience or a good host. Sometimes the bad hosts use authors and things like that as crutches. Sometimes good guests can go a long way to helping explain an important story. I think
right.
That's necessary in variety.
They're asking the right questions.
Yeah, exactly. But then there are those people who have written some of the, I mean, we all get them. I get 40 books or more across my desk a week from various people that want me to interview the author, and I don't do it for two reasons. Number one, usually the stuff is pap, it's awful, it's terrible, it's garbage. And two, hey, I'm running a program that's for profit. Why should I help you make money and I don't make any?
unless the subject is so compelling.
Yeah, right.
That it helps everybody, and
yeah.
That's a very good point.
Yeah, right. I mean, I'm not here. I got to pay the bills, and you're paying the bills by coming to me and asking me to put you on the air, and yet I'm not getting anything out of it except if I've got somebody who's got something to really, like Garth Brooks, would I have him on? In a second, because
he brings something to the show.
Yeah.
The thing is that there are a lot of radio shows out there that are very lazy, and they use these publicists and they use this promotional machine for free filler.
Yeah.
They let the publicists program the show for them. What you got for me today? Okay, I'll put that on. They don't see the show as an obligation to create compelling content that'll push the cause of humanity forward. They see their show as a big empty garbage can that they have to fill every day to fulfill their quota.
And they fill it with garbage. All right, we'll pause for a moment here. As we stimulate some more people in a few moments, as the moments are left, moments waning, as it were. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com with me, Doug Steffen, on the weekly Talk Radio Review Show.
Everything you love about fall in one mug.
Hey, I'm Eric.
heard from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Oktoberfest is here.
Really good.
Sweet, malty, and delicious.
Oh,
wow, that is really tasty.
If I were to think of a taste of, like, Halloween, it'd be Oktoberfest.
Smooth, caramel, roasted malt.
In the fall, when I see it, I grab it.
The Oktoberfest is what I look forward to every year. This is just perfection in a glass.
Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Enjoy it while it's here.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment, comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes. A stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
How's your company's online health? Probably not as good as you think. It's a fact. Almost everyone searches for local businesses online, visiting multiple sites using different devices. But almost half the businesses have incorrect or missing addresses and information. And that costs businesses over $10 billion each year. You need a tool that allows you to scan the web and check your business's online health. YP has that tool. And you can get a free business scan on myfreeyp.com. That's right. The same YP that's powered small business advertising for over 100 years is offering you a free business scan. Your free business scan takes just minutes, and YP will measure your company's internet presence, accuracy, and how easy or hard it is for customers to find and contact you across online directories and search sites like Google, YP, Yahoo, and dozens more. Accurate listings on these sites can drive massive numbers of customers. So reclaim the business you may be losing with your free business scan at myfreeyp.com. Myfreeyp.com. Myfreeyp.com.
At the Home Depot, buy one or more pallets of GAF Royal Sovereign 3-tab shingles and save up to 20%. Let's raise the roof, but lower the cost with bulk pricing on GAF, America's number one shingle, featuring advanced protection technology. This is worth shouting from the rooftops. Let's do this. Up to 20% off one or more pallets of select GAF shingles. More saving. More doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through September 17th, U.S. only, see store for details.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher at Talkers Magazine, thetalkers.com, focusing on the issues of the week. We start the premise of this hour-long conversation we have every week is to review the stories and the people that are the mainstays of, you know, the big stuff. But there are all kinds of other things going on, depending on whether it's a national radio program or a local radio program. And so we're here hopefully to stimulate you, to get you to look around a little bit more, perhaps. And I say look, I mean that literally. Go to talkers.com, find out stories about some of your favorite hosts, what they're doing, where they're going, what's working on News Talk Radio, what isn't. It amazes me every week to hear people who are quoting something that's in Talkers. And this is basically an industry trade publication, or at least it has been. But because it's online now, Michael, more and more people are reading sort of the inside scoop.
Mm-hmm. It's meant for the trade, and it's not meant for fans. Although we don't mind fans doing it, but we don't pander to fans. We have to provide information that people in our industry will find useful to propel their careers and their businesses and understand what's going on. So it's a trade publication, and everything that we do is geared to that.
Do you think that people that get off commercial radio and go to Sirius, or they have their own podcast? I think of Lionel is a pretty good example. He's got a very interesting podcast. He's one of the featured artists, if you will, at Talkers Radio at Talkers.com. People that get off of the radio are going in other directions to the detriment. You hear that a lot.
We consider that to be an extension of radio. We consider it all to be radio. We consider AM, FM, internet, satellite, podcasting, all to be radio. I view it, it's mostly, it has to be based in audio entertainment. It has to be based in audio.
Yeah.
If you put a camera in there, you have crummy TV.
Well, there are people, if you go to DougStephan.com, you can see on the right-hand side of the homepage a treatment that's about 2 minutes and 40 seconds long of a television program that had been suggested, and we produced one episode of it, and some of the bits and pieces, the highlights of it are there, so you can sort of see what it's like, you know, the bowels of the program. But, you know, a lot of times that's what happens. Bob and Tom, I don't even begin to get some of that stuff. People doing, although some of the sports talk guys are a little more animated, but there's, yeah, it's either radio or television. It's hard to make it both, I think.
Yeah, well, there's nothing wrong with, you know, seeing some video, but all I'm simply saying is audio should be the key to where the real action is.
Yep. All right, real action here every week. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. I'm Doug Steffen.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
Now, time for us to check in on our attorney, the attorney at large. I like that. He's not that large, but he is an attorney. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here, joins us every week with an overview of the hot stories, the big items that are on the charts from the folks at Talkers Magazine, understanding what, in fact, the legal ramifications of some of these big stories are. For example, the number two item this week, Steve, is the Ray Rice controversy.
Oh, yeah.
The violence. Can his wife, we've heard from a lot of the wives of players that give their reasons why they ought not to leave their husbands. When you look at this, you just wonder what other precedent there is for going after guys who, if they didn't play football and make a lot of money, would be hanging by their thumb someplace.
Maybe. And here's the interesting thing. There's been a huge history in professional sports of athletes that have been able to duck all responsibility. We had an incident in Boston. There was an interleague game, and the Phillies pitcher in the just on the streets of Boston clocked his wife. Charges were dropped, and he pitched that next day. So baseball football, basketball, none of the sports have taken it really very seriously till now. The interesting thing that I look at this is all the furor this week about the second video to me is really absurd, because which part of the first video, when he's dragging his unconscious wife out of the elevator, did they not get? Did they think that she fainted? I mean, here was a guy who charges were brought. He went into a first offender program, and here's the other side of that, and that is anyone who had no criminal history, they'd been together a long time, there was no history of violence there, and he went into a program that can be used for people that can be rehabilitated, and it does seem that perhaps he is an appropriate guy for this. So there's plenty on both sides of this one.
All right, another suit waiting to happen, it looks to me. Number 8 this week on the countdown with the talkers overview of the hot stories has to do with these celebrity pictures, the nude pictures, the hacking, who gets sued in that. But more to the point, there's somebody who wants to post these pictures at a museum in Los Angeles. Isn't he inviting a suit?
I am looking at this thing as a lawyer and saying, oh, boy, do we have a mess here. You have issues of who actually owns these pictures. And some of them certainly were selfies, but there were others that were taken by other people, and we don't know who actually has the rights to them. The mere fact that the image was in them isn't necessarily enough if, and here's the kind of the trick that these artists are hanging their hat on, if you take an image of a celebrity and you turn it into art, they call it transformative art, you're able to override their right of privacy. So this thing is going to be a hell of a lawsuit whenever it comes out.
All right, speaking of lawsuits, our friends at FEMA, I'm saying that with a wink, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, are scrutinizing about 4,500 households that FEMA says got improper payments. $5.8 million they want back again because the homes weren't primary homes. They were rental homes. They got money from the insurance company. And by the way, this is not all fact. It's just I'm looking at the average demand for refunds, $6,900, some of it's $30,000. This looks to me like a red herring. What do you think?
You know, it's really hard to say because what has happened every time that FEMA has gone into an area, I remember when they went in after Katrina, you want to get them to get the money to the people who need it as quickly as possible. The scammers are in there, and FEMA has been scammed out of money. So it may be that this is something where they are going after people legitimately. It could also be them kind of trying to cover up past incompetence as well.
All right, quick idea of how invasive scams are when it comes to your credit cards. This week, I have two MasterCards. Both of them were the subject of hack, and I wasn't very smart about this. I'd be the first to admit it, but I want it to be on your website, scamaside.com, because Steve's expertise there is great. I got a call, a robocall. Give us your numbers and your date of expiration. You, not live human being, a machine, sort of. I gave the information to them, dummy me, and now I have to have two new credit cards, at least the people caught it at the bank beforehand, but this has got to be a big problem, I would think, for people.
Huge problem, because they sound incredibly legitimate.
Yeah, that's what it is. They sounded extremely legitimate to me. All right, check out Steve's website, too, another service he offers, scamaside.com. Steve and J.J. Wiseman with Doug Steffen here. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing
manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.